While it is not well known, Utah has a rich heritage of traditional music, both vocal and instrumental. The earliest musical traditions are Native American, belonging to the tribes that have lived in this region for centuries, the Shoshone, Utes, Goshutes, Paiutes, and Navajo. They still sing and dance to ancestral songs while also composing new ones within their traditions, which include ceremonial music, social dances, hand game songs, and more. A variety of European and American musical forms arrived in Utah with the coming of Mormon settlers in 1847. They brought rich traditions that included Scandinavian and British fiddle tunes, ballads, and other songs. The Mormons were a close-knit group living in near isolation from the rest of the American people. These factors were favorable for the development of distinct music. Fiddle tunes, like this one played by Mark Jardine of Salt Lake City, were popular for dancing. Songs about happenings in Utah were also popular. Some were based in Mormon religion, such as this version of the handcart song.
Horse, thou must push and thou must pull as we go marching up the hill.
Others were anti-Mormon.
In splendor o'er the mountain some 30 wagons came. They were awaited by a wicked band, oh, Utah bears the blame.
In the 1940s, Austin and Alta Fife, Hector Lee, Lester Hubbard, and other folklorists recorded many of these songs that might have otherwise been forgotten. In the 1960s, folk revival musicians like Rosalie Sorrells recorded some of the archived songs, giving them new life. Today, a number of musicians around the state perform them. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.